Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
General Douglas MacArthur said, "There is no security on this earth. There's only opportunity." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who finds opportunities. Today's playmaker has an annual brew riot at his pizza tavern. With us today is an integrator who was formerly a manager in the IT Risk and Assurance Group at Ernst & Young. This great playmaker is Shane Spillers. Shane is integrator at Spillers Works. Now, with a BBA in Information Operations Management from Texas A&M, Shane Spillers brings over a decade of business management experience to his position as the integrator at Spillers Works, which is a hospitality management company. Before applying his skill set to the family business in 2010, Shane was a manager, as I mentioned before, in the IT Risk and Assurance Group at Ernst & Young, focused on resolving complex technical and/or specialized client issues. With his experience in leading client-serving engagement teams and business process improvement initiatives in his former Big Four role, he now serves to bring together the three core elements for each of his hospitality clients: sales and marketing, operations, and back office support services. He now directly oversees the back office support services team at Spillers Works and manages the operational leadership teams at Enos Pizza Tavern and Brood. He's also responsible for all aspects of property management for a number of privately held real estate holdings. Well, Shane, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You got in the family business after you went through school, and it's a little bit different. So how'd you get into the family business?
I worked at, as you said earlier, I worked at the Big Four firms for about 8 years between Deloitte and Ernst & Young. And, I learned a tremendous degree about our clients and just about project teams. Had the opportunity in 2008, right about the time that Enos was opening, to see a little bit about what my parents and what my brother Matt were doing in the restaurant space. They let me be a server here for about 2 weeks, and I failed miserably.
So you were learning from the ground floor up.
Absolutely. We eat out all the time, our family, and we had an opportunity to, just my parents and my brother open up Eno's Pizza Tavern in 2008. And I always wanted to know what it was like to serve people and make that experience exactly what it was on the customer side, and I wanted to experience it on the service side. So they allowed me to work here begrudgingly, and it taught me a lot about working with people and a lot about recognizing their needs before they recognize what their needs are and trying to address those as expeditiously as what it would look like for me to get involved in the family restaurant business at that time. So I joined in early 2010 and became one of the partners of Eno's, and it was great. Found a great little niche for myself, being able to carve out and help the business pretty much right out of the gate. Just on a lot of back office stuff, leaning out the business as much as I could, and just learning from my brother and from my parents and from our other leaders here in the restaurant how to do this business well. And, you know, I respect them all so much for that.
Was there anything specific that you took from the IT risk and assurance groups at the Big Four that helped you do what you're doing, or do you have to learn all from scratch?
So process improvement is a pretty big deal. Just anything that we could do to systemize what we did operationally and lean things out, and just really taking a deep dive on anything that was costing the business money and looking for opportunities to improve or add to our revenue streams. You know, so just having that detailed approach to everything. And, you know, at the time, I'm implementing these processes. I'm helping with improving our margins, but at the same time, I'm learning the business. Like, what are the levers that we can pull on this sucker? Because every industry is just a little bit different. Every restaurant out there is just a little bit different, but you have these common themes. And so I was learning what are the real things that impact the bottom line of a business and impact the culture of an organization, that impact the customer experience.
Well, I mentioned what you did when you were working at the Big Four in the introduction, but it was, we talked about this before the show started, you're in the hospitality business. Did you learn that working with the Big Four in a little different way? Because it's not exactly the same, but you got to take care of your customers. So was that your introduction to it, and did it explode as you came into the restaurant business?
Yeah, I don't think that you win in business by underserving your client. So you always have to look at that relationship and try to improve it and make it as best as it can possibly be while you're maintaining a healthy business for yourself and a healthy culture for your employees. You certainly don't want your employees or staff to get walked over. You don't want to create that toxic environment. But at the same time, there can be a very, very healthy balance between the relationship with the customer and the staff and the owner of the business. And sometimes they have competing priorities, but there is a healthy balance to be found in that, in those relationships. And when you find it, when you get that dialed in, you can do some really amazing things, really amazing things.
Well, your title is integrator.
True.
What does that mean, and what is your actual role? We talked around that as we talked, but what's an integrator?
As the integrator, you know, we subscribe to the entrepreneurial operating system as defined by Gino Wickman and really articulated and spelled that pretty well in his book, Traction. We use Mark Winters as an EOS consultant, EOS being an abbreviation for entrepreneurial operating system. And the title integrator is a merit. It's a relationship between the visionary of a business and what actually happens inside and at the detail level of that business. So my job is basically that very pivotal integration point where you have, I'm responsible for the profitability of the business. I'm responsible for making sure that we have everybody talking to each other between departments. We have that. I basically remove obstacles, create opportunities, and help drive the business forward.
We were talking around Enos. The business opened just under 9 years ago, July of 2008, July 11th of 2008. You came into it 2 years later, but a couple of things happened in that two-year period that maybe helped Enos become an establishment that everybody knew about. One was an election day party a few months after the restaurant opened, and the second one was a brew riot. So talk about how those two things, which I'm sure were not done to continue over the years, but how did those impact Eno's Pizza restaurant and tavern?
So the first of which, the election watching party, I mean, that was just a really big moment for the nation. You know, as for Barack Obama, and he was obviously the first black president. And, you know, Oak Cliff has always been, it's had its moments, and we're right in the heart of Oak Cliff here in the Bishop Arts District. The election watching party was selected for the Democratic Party here in Dallas in the Bishop Arts District. So that was the main party that they were holding, and it was right at the door of steps of Eno's Pizza Tavern. Very, very fortunately for us. And that was the first and only night we have run out of everything in our entire restaurant. We sold out of all food, out of all alcohol. We literally had nothing left over. And it was just a revelation to, I think, a lot of people that came across the bridge or through a tunnel to get to the Bishop Arts District here in Oak Cliff. Bishop Arts District, Oak Cliff, is really a great place to spend some time. And we found over the years that a lot of people have enjoyed living here and moving into the neighborhood and being a part of some already amazing things that are happening. So we've been very fortunate to be a part of that process.
Now they have a place to come to enjoy these parties. But a few months later, for the first anniversary of Eno's Pizza Tavern, there was a brew riot. What was that? And tell us how it's grown over the years.
Absolutely.
And changed.
So in 2008, when Eno's Pizza Tavern opened up, craft beer was just coming on the scene. And we made a commitment. Part of our DNA was to really honor those relationships and highlight the amazing craft beer that was coming out of our city, our neighborhood, our community. And Brew Riot was an extension of that. So Brew Riot was intended to be a homebrew competition. And it started off with about 16 different teams and probably about 50 different beers in total. And that has grown tremendously, tremendously over the years. And it really, again, is just to highlight the amazing things that are happening in our own backyard. And as a result of that, you have some amazing breweries that have popped up in the Metroplex. You know, you've got Four Corners, who they've got a space over here in West Dallas. You've got Oak Highlands Brewery. You've got a number of others that are really doing amazing things out there. And it's just a commitment to, it's a testament to what people can do when they really believe in something that's amazing. And we've just been fortunate to help facilitate that process of helping people grow their offering and legitimize what they're doing and opening up those breweries. So it's, outside of all of that, it's just a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, just a great party in the street, and everybody just seems to have a really good time with the live music and all the fun things that are going on.
So someone should come to Eno's Pizza Tavern. The majority of the beer you have is craft beer. Is that correct?
100%.
You have become a part of the community. You're giving back to the community, too. And one of the things you've done with that is I Bike Rosemont. What is that?
It's just a little community event that we host every year. We're a part of, you know, we sponsor a number of initiatives in the local elementary schools. So Rosemont is one of the local elementary schools. And for an entire week, you've got these kiddos that are riding their bikes to school. And so if they get a little punch card and they ride 4 out of the 5 days for that week, then they do a group ride, and they all ride with their dads to Eno's Pizza Tavern about a mile down the road. And then once they get here, and keep in mind, they're led by this old-timey fire truck, and so it's going real slow, and you got all these kids behind it with their dads. It's the coolest thing in the world.
So these kids are really having fun.
Oh, they're having a blast, an absolute blast. And so when they get here, we hand out these root beer floats to all the kids that accomplished riding their bike to school every 4 out of the 5 days of that week.
So again, so most kids spend their time indoors playing on the computer or their computer games. This is a way to get them out. And and you're rewarding for that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Eno's is now becoming an established name because you have Eno's Pizza Tavern on the Bishop Arts District.
Yes.
But you're also expanding. You're expanding to A. Forney, but you also are coming up with Eno's Side Dough. Let's talk about what both of those are.
Okay, well, Eno's Side Dough, it opens up in this month in May. It's basically, it's an extension of what we're already doing here at Eno's Pizza Tavern. We're allowing our delivery and pickup business to go over there, but we're adding a new TABC permit that allows us to do the sale of off-premise beer and wine. And so with that new permitting and the new space, we'll have the ability to deliver beer and wine with our food in a very specific delivery radius.
And again, this is all craft beer. In most cases, about the only place they can get it in Oak Cliff will be Eno's Pizza, so now they have a chance to get that with their pizza.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of excitement. I mean, as soon as we release that in the press and people are starting to hear about it, we've had a lot of really positive feedback on that. And people are saying, hey, we can't wait to order another pizza and get our favorite bottle of wine.
Beer, yeah, and wine, too. But you're also opening up, as I mentioned, in Forney. That's different. Why Forney, and what's going to be unique about that?
Forney is an interesting place. I grew up here in Dallas in the Metroplex, and I had some friends that lived out that way. Actually, in Forney, one of my college roommates grew up in Forney. And so there's always been this attachment to Forney for me. And we had an opportunity to start working with a CPA firm out there about 4 years ago. And I went out there to just meet the team and get to know them a little bit and get to know, you know, just see the space and see what's happening out in Forney. They drove around and they drove me around and they introduced me to their old historic downtown. And I fell in love immediately. And they told me, they were like, hey, listen, we need to get an Eno's Pizza Tavern out here. And I looked around and I pointed to a building. I said, if you give me that building right there, we should, if we can get access to that building right there, then we should start talking. There's another restaurateur that just entered into a relationship with the EDC out here, and that one's taken. I was like, well, if anything changes, let me know. And fortunately, back in October of 16, so about 5-6 months ago now, I got a call from a couple of my buddies out in Forney, and they both called independent of each other but at the same week and said, hey, listen, a deal with a restaurateur fell through, you should come out here and take a look at a space. It looks like an Eno's Pizza Tavern. And I had a feeling that we were talking about the same building that I pointed out 4 years ago, and when I went out and saw it, and it was the same spot. So it just, it, in my opinion, it was always meant to be. And we just have waited patiently for that opportunity to come about. And it's now here, and we've been negotiating our deal with the EDC out there and talking to the residents and other community leaders and business owners on how we could be a meaningful part of that community, because we don't want to go just anywhere. We want to go places that we want to be and spend time, because, you know, these small businesses, you have to put a lot of time into it.
And become a part of the community, as you are in Oak Cliff.
That's right.
Well, you have, you're moving east to Forney.
True.
From Oak Cliff. You've also moved west to Fort Worth with Brood. And when I talk about fried chicken, waffles, and biscuits, this is a little bit different. It's Brood is the name of the restaurant, but it's a coffee shop / gastro pub and eatery. How does that differ from Eno's?
You know, the product is different, but the heart is the same. You know, they have a mind for craft product, just locally roasted coffee, craft beer, you know, just locally sourced food and beverage. And, you know, it's just, it's a place of community. They call it the locals' living room for a reason. It's a place where people go to connect with other people and feel like they're in an extension of their own homes. So it's a great build out. Jana Clark has done a fantastic job, and I should add Dana Corley to that as well. They have done a fantastic job of the interior design of that space, and just the rest of the Brood board members and owners have done a great job of just being a part of the community for one, and listening to the desires and the needs of their neighbors, and putting a place into the neighborhood that meets those needs.
Now, Brood is a result of Spiller's Works, because you didn't open that restaurant. You began working with them with Spiller's Works. Is that correct?
That's true. In fact, we started working with them before Spiller's Works even existed. It was an inspiration of one of our concepts, Oddfellows, which is around the corner from Eno's Pizza Tavern. And they came to us and basically just said, hey, listen, tell us everything you know about this business. We're getting into it. We want to open a coffee house, and we don't know what we're doing. None of us have operational experience. Please help us. And so my brother mainly, but we led a little team out there, and we spent some time with them in helping them refine their concept and give them some pointers, industry tricks of the trade, and just challenge them to really think about expanding their offering to offer food and beer and wine beyond just the coffee house offering. And, you know, they've done exceedingly well as a result of that. But then they did call us back about 2.5 years later and said, hey, listen, we've got some challenges, and we wanted to know if you could help us out. And so we had a conversation around that. And next thing you know, we're back into the game a little bit and helping them from a management company's perspective.
So you have a few different concepts. So we've talked all around this next question, but what really makes your business stand out?
Well, for one, the people in our organization are just absolutely phenomenal. We have a great leadership team. Aubrey Zeppa is kind of at the top of that right now as the director of operations, which is a recent promotion from the general manager at Eno's to the Spiller's Works director of operations this past December. And, you know, she just has a fantastic background, fantastic palate, and just a great way about her, and just treating people exceedingly well. It's a combination of things. We like to be in unique places in the Metroplex, in unique buildings. We like to create spaces that are intriguing and inspiring to the individuals and the customers that come through the front doors. And we like to present people with a culinary experience that is above what they would expect walking into our restaurant. So we like to exceed expectations in that regard and have fun in the process.
Well, being a Playmakers Talk Show, you've made some playmaking moves. You're in the real estate business. You're also partnering with industry leaders that share your core values. So what's the future for all the concepts you have? Because the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want. There's lots of different opportunities in Dallas-Fort Worth. So where do we go from here?
Great question. We have very ambitious goals for Spiller's Works. We think that we operate in an opportunity-rich environment in the restaurant space and providing hospitality services and management services. And we are developing out our offering at the moment, looking at what it looks like to provide just-in-time consulting services, but also those turnkey management solutions, where we really customize that solution to fit the brand and the needs of a given business. But for ourselves, you know, so we have this multi-pronged approach. We're looking at serving others outside of our organization, other businesses that need our help. We're also looking to grow our operations pretty tremendously over the next 9 years. So we have very aggressive growth plan.
So in essence, someone that wants to open up a restaurant, a new concept, should come to Spiller's Works first to get going from the beginning, or if someone's in business and they need that extra push or new ideas, they can also come to you.
Absolutely.
So in any way you can help with the consulting. Well, you've done this now for, you've been in business for just under 10 years. You've been with the business for about 7 years or so. If someone wanted to go into business, specifically a restaurant business, what advice would you give them?
Consider your strengths and your weaknesses and supplement for your weaknesses. Make sure you have a project that is properly capitalized. Make sure you have a concept and a location that is appropriate for your clientele. You could go through a whole laundry list of things, but my first recommendation, I think, would be don't try to go it alone. Get some people behind you and make sure that you're going through the right things, that you have a really, really solid plan on what you want to do. This is not the business to try to wing it. There are a million ways to fail in this business, and just a few really key things that you can do to really make yourself successful. But have fun in the process.
We've talked about some of your concepts. How do the listeners find out more about Spiller's Works and Enos and Brood?
So you can go to our website, spillersworks.com, W-O-R-K-S, and you can go there and visit the site and see just a little bit more about what we're doing. You can also go to Eno's Pizza Tavern at enospizza.com, E-N-O-S-P-I-Z-Z-A.com, or visit us in the Bishop Arts District. Brood is, you can visit their website, broodfw.com, B-R-E-W-E-D-F-W.com, or visit us on Magnolia in Fort Worth. Those are the ways to get in touch with us and see amazing things that we've got going on.
Well, Shane, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. You are definitely a playmaker.
Thank you. We're having fun.
Good. Shane Spillers, integrator at Spillers Works. This has been a terrific show. It's been great having Shane with us, and thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.
PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back.